Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Kole Tengela on our world. He's president of Tengela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Public Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tengela's take.
No one woke up the morning of Monday, April 27th in Baltimore and said, you know, I'm going to loot, riot, set cars and buildings afire, knock a few dozen police upside the head with a brick. I guess that could have happened here if it were a bunch of white college kids mad because their favorite basketball or hockey team lost. Excuse me, I digress, and throw shade on the ridiculous double standard of white folks who commit ratchet acts of public crime and violence over something as stupid as who won or lost a sporting event. And there is no great public outcry when white people zap out, lose their minds. The reasons and excuses for their behavior range from such nice, cute phrases like, it's just overzealous sports fans, young mischief, and youthful exuberance. On the other hand, if a black person raises her or his voice above shut, it becomes a felony. For complete clarity, I want everyone to know that I do not condone the acts of violence and criminal behavior that took place, because I more than overstand why they did. I believe in controlling the narrative, the words that define the reality of a situation and a world. When we protest, not act up, uprise, not riot, rebel, not passively accept subhuman treatment, we are called animals, thugs, cowards, for speaking our truth to power. Our truth. The truth is that what happened that Monday afternoon was because of a horrific murder of a brother, Freddie Gray, by the hands of police. Not because the Main Street Wildcats lost a game to the American Values Cougars, but because of decades of blatant, continuous disrespect, political and economic disenfranchisement. We have an amazing opportunity to make Baltimore, the world, a better, more respectful, and equitable place. Let the making of that place begin with the fair and honest use of the words we describe one another and our concerns. My name's Kole Tengela, and that's my take.